The comments within the following podcast are those of any show hosts and not representative of any company in which the show hosts may represent. Hi folks, welcome to podcast 12 of White Cane Travel. What we're going to do on this podcast is something a little bit different. We are going to take you on a trip that I took on February, I believe it was the 18th, 2016, when we were invited as part of the Accessibility Advisory Committee to go on a ride on the new foothill extension of the Gold Line from Pasadena to Azusa. My intent was to release this audio on the day that the Gold Line opened, but we were not able to do that because of some technical issues with the network, which have since been resolved. So without any further ado, I want to bring you this ride that we took, lots of explanation of what's around, and I should have put my phone on airplane mode. You'll hear a couple of messages, maybe a tweet. Sorry about that. Nothing personal. I only knew about it when I went to go edit, and I will try harder in the future when I record things like this to make sure that these don't happen by turning on airplane mode on my phone. I recorded this using the Dropbox app for iOS, and at the time of recording, I recorded it with iOS version 9.2. So, I hope that you will enjoy this journey with me. It is 51 minutes. I don't think that anyone would mind. I mentioned that I was going to record it and maybe publish it later. Nobody at Metro said no, so that I think is cool, as long as I released it after the extension opened, and I think that's okay. So let's go ahead and play this audio, and I really enjoyed my ride. Lots of things to learn, and the ride was definitely smooth and very interesting. They did let us know when we arrived at each station. There were no announcements at the time because it was during pre-revenue testing, but there are announcements now. So let's go ahead and check out this audio, and I will come back at the end with contact information. So let's go ahead and play, and I'll see you at the end.
All right, good morning everyone. If I could have your attention, how is everybody?
Good.
All right, good. We are excited you are here to join us. Let me introduce myself. My name is Jennifer Arndt, and I am with Metro. My department is Transit Safety Programs. We basically work with the community. We prepare the community a year prior before opening. So we've been out here since December of 2014, preparing the community on what to expect with the trains. So I'll kind of review that on our way back. Going out, we're going to be giving you factoids about the train. I'll start off and let you know. This new extension that we're going, there's 15 stations, 5 cities. We're going to start with Arcadia, Monrovia, Duarte, Urbandale, and then 2 stations in Azusa. It's an 11.5-mile project. The top speed is about 55 miles per hour. On a daily basis, there's going to be about 200 trains passing daily, and that's from end to end. A lot of people, when they hear that, it's a big shocker. 200 trains, how can that be? That's basically from Atlantic Station all the way out to Citrus College Station. The headway between Duarte fresh hour would be every 3 to 6 minutes, and off rush hour would be every 10 to 15 minutes. So we start running at 5 a.m. in the morning, we stop at 1 a.m. That's the total of the 200 trains. We will also be going by our operations and maintenance facility, which is known as Division 24 or Campus 24. We will be highlighting that as we are on the route. With me today, I have my team members. We have Jackie Martinez, who heads our field trip and tour program, and Jordan Van, who is our Foothill Extension coordinator as well. So they're going to kind of be going over the facts as we go. If you have any questions, please don't hold back. If we can't answer it for you here today, we will get back with you and get an answer for you. So Jackie and Jordan, I'm not sure who's going to take lead, but if you guys want to come on up, talk about it. We're going to be crossing the iconic bridge. As you all know, you've seen from the 210 freeway, there are those two basket weaves. There's 9 layers within it. It's special. It's beautiful. At night, it's enhanced with the different lighting that we have on it. So I'll let Jackie kind of go into it from there.
So for a while, I'll let you guys enjoy. First time we actually get the public out here, we have people from the Accessibility Advisory Committee, City of Irwindale, some of the travel buddies, and a lot of Metro family out here taking this ride for the first time. Yesterday, like Jen said, was our first ride, and that was with the CEO and the board. They wanted to be the first ones out here, so we said, all right. And now it's us. We're actually the first train going out. So that's kind of neat. There will be 2 more trains tomorrow. For this portion here, we're traveling on the 210. This is the shortest part that we're on the freeway. From here, we're going to go through the bridge. It's a 584-foot bridge that was basically reconstructed because there was something there, but it wasn't built to withstand our trains and the capacity that's going to be traveling daily. So they basically built a brand new bridge, looking with the artwork, with everything integrated, 584 feet. So that's what we'll be going on right now, connecting to. And this bridge is what gets us from the freeway onto the city themselves. So most of the stations that you'll notice, we do travel through, for example, Arcadia. We're right in downtown Arcadia. When we get there, you'll see a few of the different things that are there. We're right where the restaurants are, REI, things like that. We should be passing it shortly. You'll see the 210. So this is actually going to be a really nice alternative for getting into downtown. What we've seen is a lot of people are very excited because a lot of people don't travel to LA because of the traffic. They don't want to go our way. Now this is going to be a very nice alternative because who here travels the 210 daily? Few of you? No one. Well, if you want to go out this way now, you're going to have the opportunity because I'm sure you're the same way. You don't want to come out here because you know there's traffic. So it's going to be quite nice because the train's just going to keep running through that traffic. We're going to have headways of every 5 to 6 minutes during rush hour, and non-rush hour would be 10 to 12 minutes. So it's going to be a very good and frequent service. So as we stop by the stations, I'll kind of go over the things around and different facts about the stations, okay? So I'll let you guys enjoy for a little bit. Here we're elevated. This is one of the only places help. We, Metro, we build sound barriers, sound walls, so that the community isn't affected by, or as affected by the noise that, you know, the train does bring. It isn't a super noisy service. We do run on electricity, but people still, coming from a community out here that hasn't seen a train in so many years, this might be a little different for them, so we wanted to make it as easy of a transition as possible. So we did do a lot of retrofitting, built a lot of sound walls and things so that the community will not only like the service, but hopefully ride it and be happy with it. Okay?
Messages. One notification. Messages. 410. 70. Now. State regulators certify the natural gas well at Aliso Canyon, which leaked for 3+ months, has been sealed. KNX 1070 reply help for help. Reply stop to cancel.
The first station out here is Arcadia Station. And you will see here, we're coming up on it. That's why we slowed down. Of course, in our speed.
Screen locked.
And you'll notice Arcadia is a shared platform station. Just like the rest of the Gold Line, we have a few stations that are shared and we have separate platforms as well. And that just has to do with how much width and how much space we had to work with, okay? So this is the first station officially of the Foothill Extension, and this is Arcadia Station. And they do have parking here at Arcadia. Jordan will let you know how many spaces they have.
There are 300 parking facilities right here. So this is the parking facility right behind us. You'll notice right here to your, on the right-hand side, this is basically the transit plaza. So they do have a small stage area on this side. You'll see the benches that are here. Directly across the street is a 24-hour fitness. Girl Scout headquarters is over to your left-hand side. But this is really a walking area as far as getting to different places. So what the city has done in this area is they're looking forward to doing during the summer, doing movies in the plaza here, doing concerts in the plaza, and that's why they have the stage at that location. As we move forward through the different ones, you will notice basically every plaza has something to offer. We're going to be coming up to Monrovia Station, which is called Station Square. It's a beautiful park that they have there. It's a nice area to hang out with your family. But there's also a lot of TOD happening, transit-oriented development. So housing and will be coming up in the next year at this location as well. And within, there's a school, there's a middle school directly across the street, lots of great restaurants to go to as well. Within the TOD, there's going to be a winery coming and different shopping as well. So I'll let Jackie talk a little more about the station on that end.
So, like John said, we are coming up to Monrovia Station. That station is also the closest station to our campus, to the new division that will bless you. It's also going to be the one that's closest to that division. You'll see it coming up. They have actually a lot of really neat things they built for the community as well. The city itself did, like the park Jennifer mentioned. The park actually just opened to the public, was it last month, Jen?
The station dedication was last month.
So it actually opened to the public then. You'll get to see it. It's really neat. They have a lot of nice features that integrate our train line with it. There's a fountain that runs parallel to the train tracks, to where the train runs. And when the train is crossing, it actually dances along how the train is passing, which is a really neat feature that we actually, first time we've seen it, so kind of neat. So we're coming up on the station. As we're going, you'll notice we're crossing a lot of city streets. So like I said, Metro did a great job in making sure that we have all the safety precautions here. We, for the public, we have Ambassador Station here. You'll see them with their yellow vests on. They're there making sure that the community is aware, hey, trains are passing. It's not the same. You're not just going to continue walking. You have to wait for the train to pass. This is a split station, as you can see. If you're going towards Pasadena, you'd be on this platform. If you're going towards downtown LA, you're going to be on platform 2. So this is a split station platform. We also have parking here, and Jordan will let you know how much parking.
There are 350
spots in this parking lot alone. Every station that Metro built on the Foothill Extension will offer parking. It is for Metro patrons. people who use our system. At the moment, it is free. So you guys can actually park. It's kind of like a parking ride. You park here, ride our system.
And behind the parking lot, you'll see the area. That's going to be where the housing is going to come up on that side. We're going to be passing the original train depot, and this is going to be, the city of Monrovia is going to be doing a restaurant. So this one here in a few years will be, next year will be a restaurant.
This is the part right here.
The square that we were talking about itself, you'll see it has an amphitheater. And again, it's to kind of bring in the community. As we all know, for right now, those of you who are familiar with Monrovia, downtown is just on the opposite side of the 210. So what the city is going to be doing is they're going to have a shuttle that will go transport people back and forth from the station to the actual downtown area as well to connect the two.
So those of you, if you don't know already, this is how you'll figure out. Right here to your left, my right, is the Division. This would be where the trains would switch off the track and actually go into the Division at night when they're out of service. After rush hour, when we take a few trains out of service, the Division is this side. That they'll take that track over there to turn into the station to go get checked, go get cleaned, all the different maintenance things that we have every night that we do for our trains. So here we're running parallel to the road. So I'm sure you can feel we're going at about 50, 55 miles an hour. This is about the normal speed that we keep it on here. So it's a really quick service. From end to end, what we anticipate and what we've estimated is from Atlantic Station all the way to Azusa Station is going to be 70 minutes. From end to end, 70, that's an hour and 10 minutes. 70, that's an hour and 10 minutes. From Azusa to downtown, LA to Union Station, it should be about 50 to 55 minutes. So under an hour. I'm sure those of you, because I know Paul back there, I know he lives in Pomona, it takes him about 2 hours to get to downtown. take the foothill line. It'll get you there in an hour. So we do have, that's one of the very neat things that we're hoping is going to help all the traffic out, getting people on the line out here. So we're coming up on City of Hope, Western Station.
To your right, you'll see the hospital. This is City of Hope. When City of Hope first came to be, I don't know how many of you know the history, it was actually known for tuberculosis patients. So it had to be far enough removed from LA, not too close to LA, so that's how City of Hope got started. So that's why it was further away from LA. There was a train that did come to this area to get patients here, but then of course, as we know, that train went away and there was no longer any kind of service to connect people from LA out to City of Hope, as we now know as the cancer hospital. So that has really changed. They're on board with Metro. They're looking for various ways. They're going to be providing a shuttle for their patients. I mean, not for their patients, but for their employees to be traveling to and from. And then there may be a possibility as well for their patients that they need to have that transportation there as well. This will also be, those of you who will be joining us on March 5th for the actual opening, this will be where the ceremony is happening at this location. So this entire street, Duarte Road, will be blocked off, and this is where we're going to have it here. So just so you know, it's going to start, I believe, we're starting at 9 a.m., and then free rides will be from 12 p.m. all the way till midnight that day for March 5th.
Yeah. And going along the same lines as Jen just said, VIP events are going to happen here. This is the opening ceremony, but after 12 noon. The line, like you said, is going to open to the public, but the different cities are actually having different celebrations in the area. I know Arcadia is having a big festival they're doing in partner with Metro. Monrovia, Guapa, they're going to continue the party going. And then I believe downtown Azusa, and we just found out Irwindale too. So there's going to be something going on at every station with the exception of the last station. But there's going to be something to see or do, different vendors, different things to do on that day, opening, which is on March 5th, okay? Exactly. So we're coming up to the next station. The next station is Irwindale. I'll let Jennifer speak about Irwindale because it's one of her favorite stations. You have sriracha, you have all sorts of stuff.
So Irwindale is pretty neat in regards that there's two big plants here. There is the Miller plant and the Sriracha plant that we have here at this location. There's definitely a lot of employees that are going to be commuting using the train, and then hopefully it's not confirmed just yet, but both plants will be having a shuttle for their employees to and from. Those of you who know, every January we have the big parade, the Rose Bowl parade. This is actually one of the areas where a few of the floats are actually done. I forget the name of the actual agency that is runs it, but we're going to be passing out as well. As you see right now, there's the Miller plant, and to the left of us, you'll see that there's also the other tracks there. From this point on, as we're traveling, you will see a third track on the side of us, because the UP train comes from further past Pomona, past Laverne, past Lenora, all those areas, to come in to drop the hops off to the plant. So, those of you who are familiar with the blue line, just like we have the UP train in that area next to our tracks, it's going to kind of be the same situation. That third rail on that side is for the UP train. So at the crossings, when we're having people passing crossings, they're going to be walking over the three tracks that you see. So again, this is the Urundale station. We really are seeing this anticipated for commuters. People will be just past the parking lot. People will park their cars. There's 350 parking spaces here. So that's where we see the majority of people using this as the commuter, dropping their car off, jumping on the train, and going past the arena.
A really neat thing that we haven't mentioned but I would like to is every single station has a different art theme. Every single station has something unique about it that kind of commemorates the community, the city itself. Here they actually did a lot of mosaic tile work. So when it opens, I encourage you, maybe not on opening day because it's going to be so busy, but come back down, get off on each of the stations. Each station has different artwork. I know Urbandale is over by the bridge. There's some really nice art pieces there. Every single station that we have has that. We do have all the artwork on our site. Our group has it on a PDF file. So if you're interested in maybe doing that one day, you can always email me and I can send you the information about the artwork so you guys can lead your own art tour. So that's a really nice thing that Metro's been really good about when it builds any of its train lines, having something unique about it. We don't just want it to look like every other train station. Each one has their own message, has their own community, and we want to commemorate it within Metro. In regards to the tracks over here, they only run the trains maybe once or twice a day. So it's not going to be a constant, you're not going to see constant trains out here. So it shouldn't interfere with any of our service. Everyone already knows about it in operation, so we're working with it. Okay? Next station over is downtown Azusa. So this one we think is going to be very popular just because of its location, its walking distance to so many things. It's right diagonally across from the Target. This is a main travel center for Foothill Transit as well. You'll see a huge parking lot over here, 327 spaces designated for Metro, but a total of 550. And that's for Foothill Transit as well and the city officials of Azusa. Downtown Azusa is right to my left. You're right. You walk down that street, that's Restaurant Row. You have so many options. Target's right behind you on that end. We have the Azusa train depot over there. And they're trying to do a lot of things to have people out here. They're going to build different restaurants. They're going to build, have farmers markets, things like that. And that's all happening in the near future. Once the train line comes out here, we see how many people are actually using the service. We want people to enjoy coming down here, not just to say, oh, I just have to get on the train and leave, kind of thing. And there's a lot, just like Jackie said, around here too. So over here to the right, we actually have the Senior Center. There's downtown there, or City Hall right here. There's the library. So again, there's lots of pedestrians that are walking in this area, families that live in here that will be utilizing this space for various reasons. We are now going to be coming up on a new community, which is the Rosedale community, Rosedale Partners. There's about 98 homes that are built within this community, brand new homes, and we have partnered with them to talk to them
but they basically, on the back end of their of this development, they're going to have their station, which is the APU Citrus Station. On this side to my right, as we're proceeding in, you're going to see APU campus that also is with Citrus College. But this campus right here is the APU west side of the campus.
And so that's a part of the university.
This is APU University. Citrus is right over there.
You'll notice we just switched tracks. I'm sure some of you guys felt that shift. At the next station, we'll be able to stretch our legs. If you guys would like to take some pictures, ask any of us. We can definitely take a picture for you. Myself, Jennifer, Jordan, just so we can show you guys. You guys are at the station. It's going to be a nice opportunity. And we'll probably get a short stretch here, and then we'll head to the other side of the train.
We're going to get out of this car, so we're facing the right direction. We'll go into the front of the car on the other side.
On the way back, I wanted to make sure it's enough, but it'll kind of overwhelm real quick. Some really neat things about the stations themselves. You'll see how nice they are right now. The bright yellow lights, safety strips. If you guys are familiar with the train, you already know that. You stay behind the yellow lines. We're making sure that all of the things at the stations are very visible, very seen, because we know we're going to get a lot of new riders. And we want to ensure that everyone stays safe. So we can exit here. You can go to the back door, to this door. And like I said, if you'd like us to take some pictures, let us know.
Okay. Alrighty.
And we switch tracks for what reason down here?
To head back. So we're facing the direction to head back.
Good morning,
sir.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Oh,
my God.
If you'd like, right there, right under the APU sign, Citrus College, that would be a good job.
Are there any of the braille signs or any of that along these things?
We should check out
to make sure they're...
Yeah, do you want to take a quick picture first? Or, Jeremy, do you want to take one now?
I just need a stretch my hand. Okay, that was fun. It just said this vehicle is going out of service. It's already out of service.
We didn't say this vehicle is having terrible.
Do you guys want to check out the braille?
This is a requested test message.
Let's go to...
Do you want to take a picture of you?
Yes.
Platform 2, Metro Rail Gold Line. So the stations are going to talk at each of the...
Yep, there'll be a voiceover at every single one of the stations. Okay.
Because we still have this one is press to call.
Yeah, that's the emergency phones. We have two emergency phones here.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the... I rarely find these anywhere on any station.
They're on both ends of the platform. This one is for Metro information. So if you're lost, you push this one. Then there's another one. It's red. If you push that one, that's for like fire, like big emergencies.
Okay.
This one is for the emergency of I'm lost. Or I got on a train that looked like it was going where I thought I wanted it to go, but it's not. That's what that one's for.
So we can go down further to the end so you guys can see that one. Okay, awesome.
Because we're still having issues where the stations aren't calling, you know, which train's arriving where.
Okay.
So, especially all over the blue line. None of the blue lines.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's why I'm asking, because I think it's important for that to be working when this thing opens. Where's my phone? So that's okay.
Down at the end of the platform is what it is.
Go ahead, Jerry.
And then these are your phones again. They both take push to call on them as well. Yes.
Do they both lead to the same line?
They're both going to go to our rail operations control. This one, the person at rail operations control can help you. This one, they're going to send the sheriff or the fire department or paramedics or whoever.
All right. So this is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really pretty. At the end of the platform, there's another sign that is like the other signs over there that says Azusa Station, and so you know where you are.
Okay.
This is a test.
Hey, that thing. Hey, this thing's singing. That's kind of cool. Another Metro bag, huh? Printed material.
Program, and the focus is to actually talk about safety, teach people about safety. As I mentioned before, we haven't had a darn bit of train out in this area for a long time. So as I said, Jordan and I came out, we started working with the community such as APU, such as Citrus College, all the Chamber of Commerce, working with the schools, working with the churches, faith-based centers, anyone and everyone that would basically listen to us. And we have a site-specific presentation that we talk about the grave crossings, how to utilize them, vehicles that are driving, what to look for, and we kind of focus on that and on the safety aspect. Another component of that, as we've been driving, moving, I'm sure you've been seeing people at brake crossings and vests and kind of waving to us. Those are our rail safety ambassadors. Now, those are bus and they're retired bus and rail operators. They've had 23 years plus experience on the job as far as safety training goes. They go through a training with us, and they're out here at all the grade crossings. That basically, their call right now on that is. And what they're out there is they're basically our eyes and ears of the community. They're observing, they're reporting to us what's happening. I can let you know, for instance, at this area here, we have a lot of students that were going around the gate. They took them down. Students were trying to beat the train. And so they're there not to so much reprimand them, but to educate them. Why are you doing the wrong behavior? What consequences does that behavior have? So it's more of an educational piece. After that, we kind of refer to law enforcement. Cassandra, who's in the back, has been working with me closely as well with the community. So if we see certain patterns happening, if we've done our education piece, it's not working, they'll come out and they'll start enforcing. So we have great backup from our sheriff.
You can wait so they can know who you are.
Cassandra has been wonderful partnering with her on this program as well. Another thing that we do is we're part of community events. We get asked to be at farmers markets, we ask to be at local Monrovia area partnership conferences, anywhere and everywhere basically. We'll take a resource table out. We don't just talk about safety, we teach people how to connect to the system. We empower them by letting them know, okay, you have this new train on here. How are you going to utilize it? These are the places you can get to. The destination guide. A lot of people, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of people don't even know that we have destination discounts. If you show your badge or your tap card, you get a discount. Just last month, we actually went down to the USS Iowa down in San Pedro. It was free. I think the normal price to get in there was like $20. But if you showed your tap card, you were able to get in free, utilizing Metro to get there. So that's what we're kind of out there promoting. We're kind of the foundation for Metro, letting people know how to connect, where to go, code of conduct, all of that. But our big thing is making sure that we're safe, staying behind the safety strip, how to use the call boxes. We'll get calls through the city, hey, the gates are broken. It's not our department that fixes it, but it's our department that will get into maintenance facilities or whatever we need to make sure that it gets fixed. So that's kind of where we are. We are kind of the grassroots effort from the ground up, from the agency, so people can actually put a face, but who is Metro? Yes, we're not just this big, huge conglomerate, but we want to work with the community, and that's our job, and that's our role out here. All right, with that said, Jack, did I miss anything?
You did go over the stuff in the bag?
No, so in the bags, you all receive the goodies. There's a back toy sheet in there. There's a rider's guide.
Destination guide. There's a gold line fact. There's a sheet in there. We also included a bookmark, flat bracelet. You get a pin so you can put on your shirt if you want to come down opening day. Some rail safety tips. And a really neat one as well is a lot of you know we do use tap. We have our tap cards. But a lot of people think we're limited to just using these cards on Metro. Well, tap is actually used on a lot of different services, on 24 different services, and there's a little brochure that tells you on which services. The only thing is, if you have loaded value, let's say you have $10 loaded on your tap card, when you use Metro, scan it once, $1.75, and you get 2 free hours of transfers, okay? Then from here, let's just say I'm taking the Foothill line coming out here, then I want to hop on Foothill Transit. Foothill Transit also recognizes tap. The only difference is it'll charge you their fare, okay? So there is a nice brochure that tells you all the different agencies Metro has partnered with to use their tap system, okay? If you guys have any questions or anything like that, we're here. Anything else?
I think that the only other thing I wanted to let you know is Metro's really big on this last mile, first mile. I'm sure you kind of heard it. That's the buzzword right now. So all of our stations, besides having the parking facilities, they also have bike lockers. So throughout the entire this new system, we have 24 bike lockers at each one of our
Twitter now. One notification.
Yeah,
Twitter now at SGGRC. Apple fixes the error 53 mess. Bravo. TCRN. CH/1COM. Apple. Co/1VQCLSK.
Sit back, enjoy.
screen locked.
So that next hit the search box discount, and that page will come up, and it will let you know for that month you got through the discount.
Yeah, every month they're different, which is really nice. They go to different parts of the city, and they kind of work with different businesses to offer the destination discount. So it's really neat.
Go to
metro.net and then you can type in discounts or destination discounts to be specific, and it'll let you know for the month of February what are the opportunities. March, something different. A lot of times when they have like seasonal things, like I think once it was Contagious, you get $3 off a ticket or like different things like that. So it just depends who they work with that month. So it's a cool thing to kind of say. I think you could even sign up on email and they'll send it to you so you don't have to go in there every month. I think there's that option as well, but you just have to check into it. Limited, that you go to Lincoln Heights, you have 50, you know. But that's how people have to figure out another way to walk.
I did a 40 slide presentation. I was right here in the staff.
As I have bringing it together for you. Our contact information can be found on our website at whitecanetravel.com. On the next podcast, I am going to take you through some training that I did for an agency. And this is the agency that I have been going through to help me find a job. The name of the agency cannot be disclosed. You will hear them speaking, but no names were given to protect their identity as they requested. So that will be coming up on our next podcast. But I hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and stay tuned for the next one. And I hope that you will enjoy the training as much as they did. And we'll catch up with you all very soon.